Gemara Medches 38, Silpah 2, Vereshaim, Kayam Nigrash, Kiashket Lo Yuchal. And the evil people, they like the sea, that big waves of the sea, that cannot be quiet. And every person, צריך כל אדם לראות, to see, להכפיה סיטרה בקץ כל בצר, to force down, to conquer that aspect, that side of trying to finish and ending and criticizing everything, תחת הדיבור של הקדושה, under the power of speech, the holy power of speech. It means that the יצר הרע is fighting with you 24 hours a day, if it's through your inner voices, if it's through friends, if it's through your parents, through everyone, even through your rabbi, trying to force you to think that you're limited, that you're unable to succeed, to think that you're not strong, that you're weak, that you're tired, that you're limited. You're not. How are you going to conquer that? Under the power of speech. Only by Hitbodedut. Only by talking to Hashem Yitbarach. Nachshon ben Aminadav. Nachshon ben Aminadav was a person. He was you. He was you. He was you. He was a normal person. It wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu that opened the sea for Am Yisrael, and it wasn't Yosef. When Am Yisrael were standing in front of Yam Suf, they were stuck, they were alone. And Nachshon ben Aminadav decided, I'm going into the sea. And I'm not waiting for no salvation. I'm not waiting that Hashem Yitbarach, He gonna save me. Moshe Rabbeinu was praying, Hashem Yitbarach rebuked him. He told him, what are you screaming now? What are you praying? Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'isau. Tell Am Yisrael to go. We need to go. We need to go. You want to go to do 6 hours in Bodedut? You have time to do 6 hours in Bodedut? In those 6 hours you can save life of 6 people. You can sit with every person for an hour. And to talk to him, and to convince him to stay alive, to believe in himself, to recognize his powers, to know who he is. You know who are you? You're a piece of Hashem. You're part of Hashem. You're Neshama Elokit. Divine soul inside of you. You know what you have in your hand? Can you imagine? It's stronger than millions of dollars. It's stronger than all kinds of talents. It's stronger than all kinds of wisdoms. It's stronger than a gun, than a rifle, than an automatic weapon. It's stronger than everything that you need. When you have Hashem Yitbarach with you, you have all of the powers of Hashem Yitbarach with you. What's your problem? You don't believe. You don't believe that Hashem is with you. That when you need to cross the sea, you cross the sea. You just walk into the sea and you cross the sea. What do you want that's going to happen? That someone else is going to do that for you. That Moshe is going to save us. Oh, when Moshe? Where is Moshe? You saw Moshe? Where is Moshe? Oh, maybe by the merit of Yosef. Oh, Rabbi Nachman Ibresev. You wait that Rabbi Nachman Ibresev is going to save you? You're going to wait. So wait. No problems. Wait. Call me if you'll meet him. You will not. You will not. Only when you b'tzati likratcha likrati metzaticha. When I walk toward you, I found you walking toward me to my direction. Only when you walk to meet Hashem, then you're going to meet Hashem. Oh, Hashem. Hashem is showing to you your level in Avodat Hashem. When you want to be lazy, you want to be redeemed and saved by the tzaddikim, by the righteous people, it's not the real Avodat Hashem. It's good that you believe that there are tzaddikim. It's good that you believe that they're very powerful. But you need to believe in yourself. And if you're not going to do that, so in the moment that the tzaddikim going to hide their face, going to cover their face from you, what's going to happen to you? You're going to collapse. You're going to fail. You're going to lose all of your hope, all of your power, because your power wasn't real already in the beginning. It wasn't your power. You were counting on the power of the tzaddikim. To count on the power of the tzaddikim, it's to believe that you have a soul. I know, it's hard to understand it. You know why it's so hard? Why we need to talk about it again and again? Because Yetzer Hara, when we're going to get it, Yetzer Hara lost the game. This is it, he's out. He's 100% out. When you're not listening to the voice of the Yetzer Hara anymore, he's out. He can get in only when you let him in. But when you don't let him in, he's out. When he's out, and you're in, this is it. You're in. He's out. Finish. He don't have no control on you. The only control that he's got on you is when he's making you weak. When he makes you sad. When he makes you question on your abilities. On your success. You know what's your success? That you're going to want. That you're going to believe that you have a soul. I have a soul. And this is it. And I don't care. There were people that learned a lot less Torah than me. There were people that prayed a lot less than me. There were people that never saw Eretz Israel. There were people that never got married and had children. There were people that never saw righteous people. People that never been to Umar, never said Tikkun. So why should I criticize myself so much? Every one of you, look what you have in your hand and start building that. Nurturing what that you have. Understand what the gifts that Hashem gave you and walk with them. Walk with them. You know what you can do in the world? Each and every one of us, you know what you can do in the world? Why you don't know? Because you're not looking for it. You're afraid. You're afraid to move. Don't be afraid. Move. Go. Do. Believe in yourself. Make music, write books, talk to people, open places, record CDs. Find people in the street and start talking to them. How we came to that situation now that we're standing, that we have a yeshiva? How we came to that place that today we have a website, we have a yeshiva, we're doing things? Why? How? It started from my craziness. To see people that are falling down and not to let them fall. And I hold them and I told him, no, listen, let's talk, let's sit. One of the people from this class is not with us now, but he's not coming to learn here anymore. But he was two legs back in United States. He was about to leave. And I saw him that he came and he tried to listen to Rav Shalom's class and he couldn't do it, he couldn't understand. And I was sitting and whispering to him and telling him the sugiyot of the Gemara, one verse after the other, one sugiyah after the other. And after the class we would sit another hour and reviewing the sugiyah again. And 3 months like that brought us to the situation that we opened the class and we said three people. For a year we were three and then four and then seven and then eight and now... And now, first month, Bli Neder, of Emunah channel, the website, we had 4,000 people watch the videos. 1 month. Next month, Bli Neder, I'm not 100% on the numbers. 11,000. After it, 14,000. After it, 18,000. Last month, 23,000 people watched classes in Emunah channel. What's going to be next month? Maybe 230. Why do you think 27? Maybe 1 million? What do you know? What do you know? What do you know? What do you know? What can you achieve? Do you know who you are? Do you know which soul can dress you, can be mitaberet inside of you? Maybe Rabbi Chaim Vital going to like you. Maybe Rabbi Nachman Breslev going to want to be part of your Avodat Hashem. Maybe. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda Leibovitz is going to say, dress me, I want to be with you, I want to walk with you forever. Rav Shalom said, there are a few righteous people that are walking with me always. Yosef HaTzadik, Rabbi Nachman Breslev, Rabbi Yehuda Leibovitz, and Eliyahu HaNavi. What? Yes. You don't believe him? Your problem. For me, it's obvious. You know why it's obvious? Because one time I came to him in Hoshana Rabba, and I entered to his house, to his porch, and I looked at him sitting and learning, reading Tehillim in Hoshana Rabba, and I knew for sure that he's not alone. He wasn't alone. I couldn't see nothing, but he wasn't alone. I don't have a doubt, the slightest doubt about it. He was not alone in that night. He wasn't alone. I saw it. There are things that you need to believe in yourself. Why do you think that Eliyahu HaNavi cannot be with you? Why? 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 Why you don't believe in yourself? They're saying that whoever saw Eliyahu HaNavi and told him Shalom, so he's very lucky. Maybe you told him Shalom already. Do you know that you haven't seen Eliyahu HaNavi? A lot of people told you Shalom and you didn't recognize them and you said Shalom, Manishma, how are you? Yes, hi, Shalom. Maybe one of them was Eliyahu HaNavi. Maybe few times it was Eliyahu HaNavi. Do you know for sure that it's not? Do you know? You know how Eliyahu HaNavi looks like? You know how he can change his outfits? Maybe you saw Eliyahu HaNavi several times in your life. Maybe you meet him daily. Do you know that you don't meet Eliyahu HaNavi daily? Do you know something about yourself? Do you know who are you? Don't you find yourself sometimes talking words that not belong to you? That are words of Rabbi Nachman Breslev? What? Maybe you're going to start believing yourself. Last week I gave you a class. I taught here a class. We went down one day after, we heard Rav Shalom Arush saying exactly the same class. Students looked at me like that. I wasn't surprised at all. I wasn't surprised at all. It's obvious for me. I know my connection with him. I know how close I am to him. I don't need the approval of no one to tell me you're close to Rav Shalom. Oh wow, you're so close to... I don't need no one to tell me that. I know it. Because I know how much effort I put on committing myself to be his student. I don't need the approval of no one for that thing. I don't care what people are going to say. I know it. He sent him a text. I told him, Arab, Sunday, I sent him a text, Arab, I'm sorry that I wasn't in your class in Shabbos. I didn't feel good. I was in bed. He sent me a text back. I was also in bed from Thursday until now. I didn't came to the yeshiva also in Shabbos. What are you going to learn from that? I know what I'm learning from that. That me and Arav is one thing. One thing. And I could tell it to Arav. I told him, Arav, you and I are one thing. So he told me, you and I are coming from the same place in heaven, coming from the same place. Even though that he's so righteous, so pure, so huge, so famous, so amazing, have such an amazing past and history of Shimush Talmidei Chachamim, wonderful. He told me one time, Ashrenu, I told him, Rav, what's the connection between your Ashrenu to my Ashrenu? You were sitting and learning, Mara, standing on your legs for 12 hours a day for a few years of your life. You were Meshamesh Rav Berlin for 13 years. You were driving with him, going with him, Yisirut Nefesh. You went with Rav Shmuel Shapira. You. What's the connection between your Ashrenu to my Ashrenu? He said, you need to understand important things. All of what that I went through in my tshuva process is not required for your tshuva. You don't need it for your tshuva. He needed those things. I didn't. You want to hear the truth? For me, movies, books on the Holocaust, singers that are talking from the bottom of their heart, are giving me more inspiration than to stand and learn 12 hours, Mara. Not because I like that music, not because I like to see movies, I'm not watching movies. Just because that I can recognize, this is me, the inner point of truth that comes out from the heart of those people, and they can be foreign, they can be non-Jews, they can be so far, and they can talk a nonsense, but the inspiration, the point of truth that they have inside of themselves is waking me up to find myself so much that it's more inspiring for me than to go to Uman. And I've been to Uman more than 20 times. And I'm going to be more and more and more. No questions about it at all. But I know where I find the sparks of my Judaism, of my Kedusha. I can see people fighting for their lives in Baltimore, telling what they have, and revealing their pain and their suffer, and even if they don't know how to express themselves at all, and it's the wrong way, I'm going to admire them forever. Why? Because I see they have a heart. And Kudsha Berichu Libabai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants the heart. It's not written that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be a Talmid Chacham. It not depends on you if you're going to be a Talmid Chacham. One person is able to be a Talmid Chacham, one person cannot. One person cannot remember the verse that he just learned, even if he learned it 400 times. There are people that are not able to cross that distance in their life to become to be a Talmid Chacham. They have to find parnasa, they have to talk to their wives, they have to educate their children, they have to run, they have to do tshuva, they're so busy and occupied and confused, they've done drugs in their lives, they've drunk so much alcohol in their lives, they have horrible experience in their childhood, they lost their memory, they don't know who they are, they're angry, they're confused. How can you force him to be a Talmid Chacham? You cannot, forget it, drop it, it's not the will of Hashem. If Hashem would have wanted him to be a Talmid Chacham, he would be already a Talmid Chacham. Now you're going to make him Talmid Chacham. What that Hashem haven't done, you're going to do. So also set yourself free. Let yourself be who that you are. And understand, Hashem Yitbarach is receiving satisfaction from an ant, from a rabbit, from a mice, from a bird, from a butterfly. Hashem receives satisfaction from the creation. Hashem looks on everything with eyes of mercy. And He looks at you and He sees the effort that you're doing in Avodat Hashem. It's amazing, just you don't see it. Why? Because you let Yetzer Hara convince you. Nonsense. You listen to Lashon Hara. Someone just now stopped me in the staircase and start to tell me things. People told me, you told me, you said on me the Lashon Hara. I told him, listen, what do you want from me? Come talk to me. I haven't said a word on you. I love you. If I wouldn't want to talk to you, I would tell you, go away. Move away from me. Am I working for you? Am I working for someone? I'm not working for no one. If I wouldn't want to talk to you, I would tell you, leave me alone. Move away from me. I never talked on you. I don't have nothing against you. If I would have something against you, I would tell you, leave me alone. I don't want to talk to you anymore. People are talking and talking. It's the face of Yetzer Hara. Talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. It's all lies. It's nonsense. You're amazing. You are amazing. You are amazing. I am amazing. I'm amazing. I am amazing. It's amazing that I'm here. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's a miracle. It cannot be. It cannot be. It's beyond reality. No film can be so science fiction like that movie that you see now in front of your eyes. It's a movie. It's a movie. It's no that no one could write that script. No one in the world. No one could do that. Me? Here? Me? You know me? You don't know me. You know who I am. You know how crazy I am. You know where I came from. You know what I was doing. You know who am I? What am I doing here? No one can understand. Me? I'm here? Yes. Why? Hashem wanted. And you know what I'm going to be in 5 years from now? You cannot imagine. You cannot imagine how huge I'm going to be. How huge I'm going to be. And each and every one of you that's going to believe in himself, going to be even greater and huger and bigger and more amazing. It all depends on how much you believe that Hashem Yitbarach is with you. It's not connected to your sins at all, to your weaknesses, to the Yetzer Hara. I have a dog live inside of me, a Yetzer Hara. A beast, a predator. An evil beast, an evil Yetzer Hara, a vicious, cruel Yetzer Hara that wants to destroy the world. But I'm fighting, and I'm going to keep on fighting till the end, not stopping, never. Why? Because I want to be close to Hashem. And I know that I need to fight. And I'm not afraid from that war. I'm ready. I'm saying welcome to my enemies. No problem. We're going to fight. I'd rather to die fighting than to live as a loser. I'd rather to die in that war, Milchemet HaYetzer, than to live with the thought that I sell my soul. That I lie to myself. I'd rather to die in that war than to be a liar to myself, to my soul, to God. To what that I understand that it's truth. Hashem helped you to do tshuva when you were a lot farther than you are now. Why He done that? Because He loves you. With no terms. Ahava belot na'im. With no borders. With no mechitzot at all. Only pure love to you. That will never gonna change. He still loves you. Exactly like that He loved you when He woke you up. Exactly like He gave you that shekel, He's going to give you the million shekel that you need. And that million shekel is going to become to be a million euro. Whatever you're going to need, He's going to give you. Whatever you're going to need, He's going to give you. Now, you need to learn some lessons of humility. Now, you need to learn some lessons of yearnings, of prayers, of tshuva, of waiting, of patience. Take those classes with love. Understand that the one that rebukes you is the one that loves you. The one that educates you is the one that wants you to succeed. It's the one that gives you life. He gives you the power to stand in those tests, in those wars that you're going through. It's written, Gibor mikovesh ir. Moshel beruchot miloked ir. A person that controls his spirit is bigger than a warrior that can surround a complete city. Imagine to yourself a hero, a soldier, a warrior that can surround the whole city, can close all of the people, all of the police, all of the army of that city. All of the powers, all of those people inside their houses. He's clothing them. He's wrapping them. He's closing on them. One person can do that. He's nothing compared to a person that can control his spirit. In a time of fight, he's not attacking back. Not that he doesn't want. He controls his spirit. He's got fire inside of him. He wants to kill. He wants to attack. He wants to do whatever you can imagine. And more than that. Because kol hagadol mechavero yitzro gadol mimeno. If you're greater than your friends, so your yetzer hara is greater than your friends' yetzer hara. So if you see someone that is righteous, you should know that he's got some yetzer hara that you cannot imagine. But he is fighting. And he's not backing off. He's not stopping that war. When he's eating, when he's drinking, when he's talking, when he's thinking, when he's learning, when he's praying, when he's doing tshuva, when he's whatever, when he's in the mikveh, under the water, above the water, he's fighting with yetzer hara all of the time. This is why he is the hero. Because he's kovesh et yitzro, he's got some yetzer hara, and he is drowning it. Conquered his yetzer hara. If it's a weak yetzer hara, so it's not a hero. You're not a hero. You have a tiny yetzer hara. What's the problem? But if you have a giant, a lion inside of you, flames of fire, and you conquered that, then you're a hero. So if you see you have yetzer hara, don't be scared. Just fight. And don't be confused from your failures. Because Hashem is not scared from your failures at all. Because if Hashem is going to help you, you're going to win. And if Hashem is not going to help you, you're going to lose. So if you lost, it's only because Hashem haven't helped you. So don't be confused. Hashem knew exactly why He didn't help you. He knows it exactly. Because now you need to fail. Why? Because now your class is in humility and not in victory. When it's going to be in victory, you're going to win. But when you need to learn humility and patience, so this is what that you learn. So take those classes with faith. With with trust in Hashem, with confidence in Hashem, that Hashem knows exactly what we need for our tikkun to fix us. And not only that, just also that Hashem is preparing for us things in the future, things to come, big things, huge things, things that we cannot imagine. Just we need to open up ourselves to the mercy of Hashem and to let Him express Himself inside of us. That you're going to be able to say, Ani mofet shel Rabbeinu, I'm a miracle, I'm a miracle, I'm amazing, I'm awesome, I'm beautiful. Hashem is revealing His light inside of me, inside of each and every one of you. Thank you.